Summertime barbecues bring friends and family together, and that's just what Adrian Wright's barbecue restaurant is doing on Charleston's west side. Adrian owned a barbecue and soul food restaurant in Tampa, Florida, where he played professional football. After he retired, he returned home in 2010 and began selling barbecue from a food cart on the corner in the open air. Last year, he expanded into a barbecue restaurant not far from downtown Charleston. And just 3 weeks ago, he opened a new location about 30 minutes away. Roxy Todd talked with Adrian about his place called Dem Two Brothers and a Grill.
On a drizzling morning around 7 o'clock, Sam Rivers has lit the oak wood fire for the meat smoker, and smoke is pouring over the sidewalk into the rain. The owner of Dem Two Brothers and a Grill, Adrian Wright, stands behind him. He oversees the entire operation. From the time when the ribs and pork begin grilling in the early dawn until the spicy barbecue sauce is made each night.
The grill man is the most important part of my operation. It'll take 2.5-3 hours to cook our ribs, our pork. Most people smoke their meat, but mine, I grill, but I use oak wood for the flavor.
Adrian grew up here in Charleston, and he moved back home in 2010 to be closer to his mother, sister, and brothers. Just about every day, one of his brothers is working with him in the kitchen or helping him grill the barbecue.
Basically, everything I try to do is basically from scratch. You know, I take it from what my mother taught me, what my father taught me.
But what his parents really taught him, Adrian says, is to be sure to cook with love, and it shows. The restaurant is growing. Since Adrian began selling barbecue on the corner in 2010, till he expanded into the Five Corners building last year. And 3 weeks ago, Adrian and his brothers opened another location about 20 miles away in London, West Virginia, which has a smaller menu with just a couple of sides. Here at the original restaurant, collard greens and sweet potato casserole are some of the soul food sides that are customer favorites. The ribs and the pulled pork sandwiches are what most people order when the restaurant opens for lunch. Don Raines works down the street. He's eating pulled pork.
It's fantastic. They used to, I've kind of watched them evolve from the corner when they worked there to their restaurant here, and it's a lot nicer that you can come in and sit down now to have a meal.
And some people who eat here remember when the Five Corners building used to be a favorite bar and grill.
I mean, everybody say, man, if these walls could talk, you know, it'd tell a whole lot of stories about Charleston, about West Side, or just about this building, period.
But Adrian does admit that his barbecue restaurant is located in a neighborhood that sometimes carries a bad reputation. That reputation, he says, is more of a stereotype people have against the West Side.
It ain't that the West Side bad. It's West Side still got good people live over here. More dominant black area. The media make the West Side worse than what it is, because every time something happened, it's ran on the news 10 times more than if it happened in South Hills, if it happened on the East End, you know, you hear it more. What happens on the West Side happens everywhere. It ain't what they know, it's what they hear. But if they come over here, they see it's good people.
Dem Two Brothers and a Grill is more than just a restaurant to him. It's a place where these good people can gather.
So I don't never wake up in the morning and say, oh, man, I don't want to go to work today. I jump on up, come do what I got to do, and watch the joy of people's face when they eat my food. This is a family business, and I want everybody to come in and enjoy the food.
And that food brings people together. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.